Hey there, are you sick and tired of feeling stuck? I know it's not a fun place to be because I've been there. And the good news is you don't have to stay there another minute. There's a way out, and I'm going to give it to you. You can get back in the driver's seat of life, stop all the self-sabotage, and get the clarity you need to move forward with ease. Does that sound like something that you need? If it does, I want you to run over to my website, virtually, obviously. Go to KarenFreeland.com/6-secrets. Again, that's KarenFreeland.com/6-secrets and get my 6 secrets to get unstuck. It's totally free and it will get you one step closer to living a life you love. Welcome to Rock Your Reinvention, the show for high-achieving career women who refuse to settle for mediocrity and aren't afraid to take bold action. This is a place where you can authentically show up, where every dream and goal can be validated and achieved. Hi, I'm your host, Karen Freeland, a certified life reinvention coach, speaker, and award-winning author. I'm here to give you the tips, tools, and strategies to help you shift your mindset, build your confidence, and take meaningful actions so you can rock your reinvention. Ready to go from stuck to thriving? Let's go. Okay, ladies, we've got another important topic to cover today. 4 things you must do before leaving your six-figure job. Now, why would you want to leave your six-figure job? Plenty of reasons. Okay. For some of you, you actually want to jump ship to another corporate gig, maybe something that pays you more or allows you to have more of a stamp on the business and have more authority and responsibilities. For some of you, you actually want to move into more of a nonprofit realm, doing something that's more aligned with your values and your passion. You want more impact. And for some of you, you're going to want to leave and take a sabbatical. Just have some time out, maybe recover from burnout. Just enjoy life. You know, a lot of you are doing really well. You've made your money. You're like, I'm good. I just want to go hang out and enjoy life now. And then there's another portion of you that are going to want to go out and start a business. Again, maybe something that really excites you or is in line with your values, something you've been dreaming about for years, and you're going to finally make that leap and go start your own business. Now, some of you may be forced into this via layoffs. I know that's never a great place to be. So you, unfortunately, might have missed the before you're leaving your job part. This might have been foisted on you, but that's okay. You can still follow a modified version of this on a shortened scale. So there's really something for everyone here. Now, the first thing you're going to want to do, and this is not one of the 4 things that I'm going to give you, because this is just like the overarching thing that must be done, and that is to make your corporate exit strategy. Make your corporate exit plan. I mean, think about this. You're strategic in your everyday work, right? You're planning, you're executing, you're looking at the big picture, figuring out how to boil that down into the day-to-day activities. And then for some reason, when people go to leave their job, it seems like all the strategery goes out the window. And I know strategery isn't a word, but we got to have more fun in life and it makes me laugh. So I just like to say strategery. But we need to be just as strategic, if not more strategic, about our exit plan. Very, very important, because there's a lot of things that can get overlooked that just lead to frustration and missed opportunities. So inside of your exit plan, there will be many things. And that is one of the guides that I have created for my one-on-one coaching clients is called Empowered Exit. And it takes you through from start to finish all the things that you need to do to work through your exit plan. But what I want to do today is just draw out 4 of those things that I want you to be thinking about now. So the first thing is to tap out your benefits and drain your accounts. And by drain your accounts, I mean like your flex spending accounts or your HSA accounts, like those things that are tied to the place of employment, okay? So that might look like booking your appointments now, and not just for you, but any other dependents or people that are on your benefits. Really important that you get that stuff in while you still have the benefits. So you may need to do some investigative work to understand how long you're going to have those benefits before you run out and before you give your notice, which means you might have to find a sneaky way to reach out to someone in HR or look up things in your employee handbook. But you want to know that if my last day is X, how long do I have until my benefits are shut down, my health insurance ends, anything else like flex spending accounts close? Like, you want to know all of that stuff ahead of time, because this will help you also plan your date, your exit date. So when I was laid off, right? And of course, when I was laid off, you know, I didn't get to plan this, but I didn't ask enough questions in that initial meeting with HR to understand when my flex spending account was going to shut off. I just assumed, hey, every other time of the year, when you put money into a flex spending account, that is good until December 31st of that year. That was always the rules that I understood. Well, Christmas of 2020, my son got in a very bad sledding accident, was rushed to the emergency room. His head was cracked down to the skull. Thank God he's okay. He survived. But it was terrifying. And of course, we had thousands of dollars worth of medical bills. And here I am laid off, like, oh my gosh, here we go. This is going to be brutal. But we had all these medical bills because he needed plastic surgeon to come in because the cut was on his face. And like, there was just a whole bunch of stuff that we had to, you know, pay for. And I thought, oh, no problem. I've got my flex spending account that will cover a portion of that. And when I went to go use the card, it wasn't going through. So that's crazy. I have at least like $600 or $800 left on that account. I call into the company that manages the benefits and they're like, oh no, I'm sorry. Your thing was shut off. Apparently, I only had 60 days or whatever it was to use that up, which burned me because I'm like, what are y'all doing with my $600 that are sitting in your account? Like, where does that go? Whose slush fund does this get into? But oh well, we can't change the past, right? But this could have all been avoided. I could have at least used that $600 on something else. Like, I would have gone and gotten eyeglasses for the whole family or something, you know what I mean? Or prescription sunglasses or something could have been done with that money if I had, one, asked the question, and two, they had been more forthcoming in calling out these specific details when HR was doing the layoffs. So I want you to avoid that pain. Make sure you really understand your benefits and you tap them out and you use all of the stuff in your accounts before the shutoff days. That's the first thing. And depending on what your roadmap looks like, I mean, some of you may be in final stages of hiring or, you know, interviewing with another company. So this may be more imminent. Others of you may be like, I know I want to leave my corporate job in the next 6 to 12 months. So you've got time to really map these things out strategically and make sure you're getting all the appointments into your calendar. This kind of flows into the second thing. So after you've tapped out your benefits and you've drained all those accounts in your benefits, you want to start considering also your vacation and your PTO. And every company is going to be different. So hopefully, again, you can find this information in your employee handbook or find a sneaky way to ask your boss or get this information from HR without signaling that you're looking to make a change. And I know it can be tricky, but this information is super important for you to plan out your exit. So you're going to want to figure out what you want to use up and or what you might want to get paid out for. So if your company does not pay out for PTO, you're going to want to make sure you exhaust that before you leave. Like, why would you give them your time and not get paid for it, right? Like, take that time. But I also want to encourage you not to overgame the system because it's not going to be worth your time and energy to get paid out for 2 or 3 days. Like, it's not worth fighting over that. I'm talking, you've got like a significant chunk of time. Then you really want to think about how you can use all that up. But if you're like, well, I'm going to accrue 8 more hours in 3 months from now, it's like, no, girl, just get out while the getting's good. Okay. Forget about those 8 hours. So I just want you to be careful because some of my clients, when we first start working together, they're trying to game all the things and it's not worth it. Because here's the thing, I had one client and we were planning her exit strategy and she was looking for maybe an April timeframe because she wanted to make sure she got her stock options. And I get it. That was a big chunk of change. Well, she ended up getting laid off before then. They did like a reduction in force. And so at the end of the day, it wasn't even her choice. She doesn't get the stock options because of the layoff and how everything went down and what they decided to include in the package. Because, you know, they can make up the rules pretty much however they want. And now she doesn't get those stock options. But we could have had her out 4 months sooner. But because of this gaming, it was like, no, I just got to stay. I got to get this extra money. I got to get this extra money. Now, I'm not telling you not to stay for stock options, okay? But you have to look at this. You have to look at so many other things, your mental well-being, how much you can start to do on the side, depending on where you want to go next. What could you be making at a different organization that is maybe more in line with your values? Like, you might be staying for 50,000 in stock options when you can go somewhere else and make 100K more or start your own business and replace your corporate income pretty quickly. So it just depends on your goals, whether it's worth staying or not. And that's not something I can tell you on a podcast, right? That's why I do one-on-one coaching so that I can meet my client exactly where they are. But these are just things for you to start thinking about. So no, that's number two. Make sure that you explore what you're going to do with your vacation and PTO. Number three, meet with a financial planner. This is something that I recommend to almost all of my clients, but it is incredibly important if you are making a career move or exiting corporate completely. If you read my book, Grab Life by the Dreams, you know that I talk about my own experience with a financial planner. And whoo, what a domino effect that one meeting, this like chain of events and change that it set off. Because in my head, I had a very different idea and picture of what it meant to create wealth, to be wealthy, to have money, to have done a good job managing your money, to be successful. And for some reason, my brain was not connecting my actual situation with this like dream that I had basically concocted in my head about what it looks like to be successful. And so getting that information gave me so much freedom and so much power that I didn't know I had to finally make the decisions that I needed to make for my exit. So if you have not talked to a financial planner, you need to start doing your homework and finding one because friends, they are not all created equal. Unfortunately, you really have to be careful and beware of heavy fees or minimums. You know, a lot of people will say, well, if you're under 2 million, we won't even touch you. And maybe you're over 2 million and that's great, right? But you want to find someone who is going to manage your money like you have it, like you have loads of it, right? That's going to be future-proofed to grow with you as you expand your wealth into the years to come. And so I remember being at an event once and hearing a woman say that, you know, that's how she found someone that would manage her like she had money. And I was like, that resonates so much because isn't that what we all want? We all want to be treated like we are worthy and we have worth and not these minimums and different things, right? So just do your homework, interview several, make sure you check out, you know, client testimonials, whatever you need to do to feel comfortable. But this is going to give you insight also into your ability. Get ready for this one, ladies, because it's going to blow some minds to take a pay cut. And that's not a bad thing, right? People hear the word pay cut, and I know, especially of us who have been in corporate for many years, it's like, oh, pay cut? What do you mean? I mean, let's face it, when I left corporate and started my coaching business, I took a pay cut. But you know what? I could afford it because I had already met with a financial planner and I knew what I needed to bring in. So it gives you, again, that power, that freedom to make these decisions. Maybe you want to go to a nonprofit, and we know nonprofits don't typically pay as much as our corporate friends, but that doesn't mean that that can't be a great fit for you, because you're going to know how much of a cut you can take. And this is also going to help you make adjustments to your investment strategy. So if you are making more money, yes, some of you will leave and go to something different that makes you more money, you need to be thinking about how you invest that. I just called my financial planner the other day. I got a pretty large deal, got a lump sum of cash, and was like, oh, well, not cash, but you know, it was a lump sum of money that influxed. And I was like, okay, what do I do with this? Like, how should I distribute this? How much do I put in my kids' accounts? How much do I put in my accounts? How much do I put elsewhere? Should I be investing in real estate, right? I'm having all these conversations and then figuring out how to properly invest that to meet my strategy. So if you're not having these conversations, how are you going to create your corporate exit strategy with confidence? You're not. You're going to constantly be worried about whether you have the funds to make this move. Okay, number four, communicate your move. And I know this might seem like a no-brainer, like, of course I'm going to tell people, but you would be surprised how many people don't communicate this at the right time to the right people. So typically, you're going to want to start with your inner circle. That might be a spouse, a friend, a mentor, a parent. It's usually not your boss, your direct reports, your peers, right? Like, we're going to start with that trusted inner circle. Now, everyone's family and friends are going to react to this differently, okay? So for instance, when I told my husband that I was going to leave my six-figure paycheck, he was like, oh, thank God. Oh my gosh, Karen, I just want you to be doing anything other than what you're doing because I want you to be happy. I just want my wife back. Like, if you can do something else and be happy, and like, then this is great. So he was super supportive, right? He was excited for me. Now, I have another client that I was recently working with, and she told her husband, and it was like freak out mode. He was like, oh my gosh. Like, he's a big worrier, right? So he was really stressed out. Like, how are we going to afford all this? And blah, 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 blah. So she had to really work with him to understand why she was leaving. Going to the financial planner was critical for them so she could show him the concrete evidence and numbers that, look, babe, we're going to be okay. Like, I got this. We're set up for success. It's okay. So these reactions are going to be different. And then you can start to expand, right? To people like informing your boss, informing your direct reports or your peers, et cetera, and making sure that you've got a transition plan so that you leave your company or whatever organization you're working for well set up for success in your absence, okay? And this might also include notifying suppliers or vendors that you've worked with over the years, because it's really important. We have created, in many cases, relationships with these people that expand beyond the four walls of our organization and in your role. So don't just like leave and fade to black, okay? And I did this once at an organization, and I regret it because it was such a missed opportunity to create those relationships. And I think it upset a lot of people that I didn't share that I was making this move. So I want you to proudly own your decision and go forth with confidence and communicate it boldly. Here's the thing you have to remember. Not everyone is going to react the way you expect. So you are going to have to separate your decision and what's good for you from how others feel about it. Because everybody lives in their own selfish world. So think about it. You tell your peers, I'm leaving, I'm going on to this other great job, or I'm going to go start my own business, whatever it is. And they're like, oh, great. Well, now who's going to pick up Karen's work? Now that's going to be more for me, right? So they're like, oh man, couldn't you just stick around for a little bit longer? That really sucks. You're leaving, right? And they're going to project all of their feelings and emotions onto you. But listen, they're not waking up every day, living your life, paying your bills, dealing with the emotions and the situations that you deal with. So how they really feel about it is of no concern or consequence to you, okay? That is their emotions. And the only person who can control their emotions is them. You're not responsible for them. You just let them exist in them, and if you need to, set a boundary. Look, I know this probably comes as a shock. I appreciate your concerns, but this is a decision I need to make for me, and this is not up for debate. So let's discuss something else, or let's transition into a more helpful dialogue about how I can help you make this transition easier on you, right? So it's really quick, simple, just boom. Okay, it's clear. We're not going to talk about this anymore. I don't want you to project onto me. So I hope this is helpful. I mean, I get super excited about this stuff. I love helping people create their corporate exit plan and empowering them. If you are thinking about leaving your job, I want you to start by creating your corporate exit strategy. And this is exactly what I help my clients with. I have a 30-page guide called Empowered Exit that I gift to my one-on-one coaching clients. You can't get this anywhere else. It's not on a website. You can't go download it. Like, this is high value content. And I give it to them as a guide to walk through their exit plan in detail so that they can get as laser focused in as they want or not. It's really up to them, but it's got every single thing they need. And as I continue to work with clients, I'm always updating this and finding new things that we need to add or things that my clients come across that maybe I didn't experience, and I'm able to add that in there. So if this sounds like something that you want to do and you're like, you know what? I want to exit my job with confidence, Karen. I want that guide, which, by the way, covers really big topics, things that we didn't even talk about today, like, you know, figuring out what you really want to do in life and what your purpose is, and like to down to the finer details of like, don't forget to move your personal files and photos off your company devices, right? So it's really broad. But if this sounds interesting to you and you would like to explore having me guide you through this process, I would love to invite you to book an Edit Your Life Jumpstart call. It's 45 minutes, and we're going to explore your desire to leave your job, what's holding you back, and discuss a game plan for going forward together. And whether you decide to work with me or not, this call is going to be so valuable for you. It's really going to be a great way just to even get your thoughts out and get clarity. So go to KarenFreeland.com, and remember, it's Karen with an I. /life-coaching. You know, the link will be below. Book your call and let's get you out of that job. Ditch those golden handcuffs and get you on to the next big thing. Stay fabulous. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you're inspired to take action by committing to one of the tips or strategies we talked about in today's episode. And if you want accountability and support, I've got your back. Join my private Facebook group, Successful Working Women Rocking Reinvention today. You'll find a community of like-minded women waiting to support you, exclusive content, and helpful resources to ensure you succeed. Lastly, if you loved this episode, do me a favor and be sure to leave a review. Together, we can encourage more women to live their purpose. See you next time.